Rails Around Helper is a great book that covers a fascinating and important part of Utah history. We're peeking inside its covers next on Western Live Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
One book is a great resource covering some of Utah's rich railroad history. Sue Ann Martell shares a few highlights.
The very first one was Rails Around Helper. That was through Arcadia Publishing, and that I'm proud to say that that was the very first Arcadia-published book in the state of Utah. Now there's tons of them, but I was the groundbreaker. They wanted a railroad one, and that one is based mostly on my family from the railroad side. That was a lot of their stories, a lot of pictures from them, and my husband did all the photo restoration work. It was a great team effort on that. I was also fortunate that my dad was a rail fan as well as a railroad worker. So he loved trains, and so he would take tons of pictures of trains. My mom would take tons of pictures of trains for him, so it was good. And the railroad part of my family runs deep. My uncle was the superintendent for the Denver and Rio Grande in the Helper area. He was a Utah superintendent, so I had railroad from the time I was little. I really, really love the fact that Helper was built by the railroad. Helper was a railroad town, and it was entirely based on what the railroad wanted. And because of that, it had such a unique flavor. You had so many different cultures and immigrants coming together. It was fantastic. And it truly made Helper what it was.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.